Edgewater intersection. There's a market not far away, but it didn't appear to be open when I drove past earlier.
And chances are it won't be open today. Fred Martin owns that market and never opens the day after a bad snowstorm, he said. He knew her exact location now. Look, you're not far from where I am. I'll call my personal road service company to change your tire. In the meantime, I'll pick you up, and we can do a lunch meeting at McKay's instead of meeting at my office, since McKay's is closer. And afterward, I can take you back to your car. The tire will be changed by then.
I don't want to put you into any trouble.
You won't. I know you and Dylan have gone over some ideas for the party, but since I'll be handling things from here on out, I need to be briefed on what's going on. Usually my administrative assistant handles such matters, but she's out on maternity leave, and this party is too important to hand off to anyone else. And what he didn't bother to say, because he was certain Dylan had done so already, was that this would be the 40th anniversary of the company his father and uncle had founded. This wasn't just a special event for the employees, but was important to everyone in the Westmoreland family.
All right, if you're sure it won't be an inconvenience, she said, breaking into his thoughts.
It won't be, and I'm on my way. Alpha Blake tightened her coat around her, feeling totally frustrated. What did a person who had been born in sunny Florida know about the blistering cold of Denver, especially when it had snowed all night and the roads and everything else were covered with white? But she was so determined to keep her noon appointment with Riley Westmoreland that she'd made a mess of things. Not only would she be late for their appointment, but because of her flat tire, they would have to change the location of their meeting, and Mr. Westmoreland would be the one driving her there. This was totally embarrassing when she had been trying to make a good impression. Granted, she'd already been hired by Dylan Westmoreland, but when his secretary called last week to say that she would be working with the next man in charge at Blue Ridge, namely Dylan's brother Riley, she had felt the need to make a good impression on him as well. She turned up the heat in her car. Even with a steady stream of hot air coming in through the car vents, she still felt cold. Too cold, and wondered if she would ever get used to the Denver weather. Of course, it was too late to think about that now. It was her first winter here, and she didn't have any choice but to grin and bear it. When she'd moved, she'd felt that getting as far away from Daytona Beach as she could was essential to her peace of mind, although her friends thought she needed to have her head examined. Who in their right mind would prefer blistering cold Denver to sunny Daytona Beach? Only a person wanting to start a new life and put a painful past behind her. Her attention was snagged when an SUV pulled off the road to park in front of her. The door swung open, and long, denim-clad, boot-wearing legs appeared before a man stepped out of the truck and glanced her way. She met his gaze through the windshield and couldn't help the heart-piercing moment when she literally forgot to breathe. Walking toward her car was a man who was so dangerously masculine, so heart-stoppingly virile, that her brain went momentarily numb. He was tall, and the Stetson on his head made him appear taller. But his height was secondary to the sharp handsomeness of the features beneath the brim of his hat. There was the coffee and cream color of his skin, his piercing dark brown eyes, a perfectly shaped nose, his full lips, and a sculpted chin. And she couldn't bypass his shoulders, massive and powerful looking. It was hard to believe, with the temperature being what it was, that he seemed comfortable braving the harsh elements with a cowhide jacket instead of a heavy coat. It was in the low teens, and he was walking around like it was in the high 60s. Her gaze slid all over him as he moved his long limbs toward her vehicle in a walk that was so agile and self-assured, she almost envied the confidence he exuded with every step. Her breasts suddenly peaked, and she could actually feel blood rushing through her veins. She didn't have to guess about what was happening to her, but still, she was surprised. This was the first time she'd reacted to a man since her breakup with Eddie. The man made it to her car and tapped on the window. She all but held her breath as she pressed the button to roll it down.
Riley Westmoreland?
She really didn't have to ask, since he favored his brother Dylan.
Yes.
Alpha Blake? He responded, offering her his hand through the open window, while looking at her with what she thought was cool and assessing interest.